And the Birds won't foul. Gibson takes it to the front court, and that's it. 56-50, the final score. The Bears improved to 500 at 8-8. And now 4-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference, while Illinois State falls to 6-9. And they've dropped four in a row, all in Missouri Valley Conference play, as the Birds are now 0-4 in league play.
Redbird basketball would like to thank everyone for attending tonight's game.
Tough one here for Illinois State. They got off to a quick start. Missouri State countered and just held off Illinois State at every turn as Coach Gillespie comes over, as we'll chat this one up a little bit. As the Redbirds fall today by a score of 56-50, joined now by Coach Kristen Gillespie. Coach G, just everything that you threw at them, they had an answer for, it just seemed. But maybe not at the end. I loved, obviously, how can you not love the last, you know, 4 or 5 minutes of this ball game? But it was just those missed opportunities that made the difference here.
Yeah, without a doubt. I was extremely proud of our fight and our effort. You know, I thought we could have done a better job rebounding the ball. I thought the fourth quarter we really got on the offensive glass. It just, you know, we had a couple defensive breakdowns at key times, and we just, that third quarter, keeping them off the glass. I mean, Buckley was a beast for them. She did an outstanding job, just played with a really high energy. But I thought this game could have went one or two ways. We could have, you know, we got down 12. We could have folded. You know, it's just, we got to continue to find ways to score the ball. I thought Paige did a nice job. You know, it just stinks to come up short, because if we give this effort last weekend, it's a different story, I think, and it's just, I guess it's a learning process for this team.
Well, build on that, I guess. That's the bottom line. But I know you wanted, and I'm glad you mentioned Paige Saylor. She gets a career high today, and you want her to score more, and she found ways to get it done.
Without a doubt. You know, she 2 for 2 from the three. I mean, she's really been working her shot, and she was just aggressive. She was looking to attack the rim, and that's what we need her to do, probe that offense, put pressure on the defense, you know, just so they have to guard her, you know, and it'll open up some things for other people.
Well, it's a quick turnaround, as it always is in the Missouri Valley Conference. So what do you want to try to work on, at least just from the Redbird standpoint, or what can you work on in a 48-hour, 36-hour time period?
You know, we will walk through Southern sets tomorrow just with you know, we have three players that played 40, 39, 38. You know, we're not going to be able to do much. It's just more, you know, we've watched. Our staff is prepared. We've guarded all their actions. It's just that, can we be locked in? And then we'll shoot the ball tomorrow. You know, we just got to get better from the foul line. That's just the one thing that I just, is a head scratcher. We shoot more free throws. It just got to correlate when the lights come on.
Before I let you go, I know you want to wish your best Jackie Stiles, assistant coach. I mean, her name's on the MVP trophy in this league, and one of the best all time to ever play this game, and we wish her all the best, not just from, you know, the entire Missouri Valley Conference does, and you guys did a really nice thing just remembering her tonight.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, cancer puts things in perspective, you know, and we talked to our team at length before our shoot around. Yes, we are competitors, and my gosh, we want to win this game, but sometimes we have to learn to step back and really appreciate the opportunities we have. Like you said, she's probably one of the greatest women's basketball players ever, greatest player in this league, and, you know, it hits home. And, you know, it hit home for me when I heard the news. It brought me back to Coach Yao, and I just wanted to make sure their staff and their players knew that not only our staff, but our entire team, our players, are thinking and praying for.
Thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you on Sunday. Pack the arena. Let's get everybody out here. It won't cost you a nickel. Come on out.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach. Kristen Gillespie joins us in our post-game chat. Birds fall just short today by a final score of 56-50. Let's take our first post-game break. We'll talk about numbers, the Valley, and more. Birds fall short, 56-50 to Missouri State. And this is Illinois State women's basketball from Learfield.